Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
Now, a privately owned student accommodation centre in Cork is to continue to house Ukrainian refugees, a move at odds with a new government diktat. Student accommodation must be vacant for 12 months if operators want to change use of their properties to house refugees or asylum seekers. But the Integration Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, is to stick with plans to accommodate hundreds of Ukrainian refugees in the Cork student village. And Drive Time reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this story. Barry, this is one we've been talking about throughout the week on Drive Time, and one that many listeners have been getting in touch on too.
Yeah, and the government out firmly earlier this week trying to put a lid on an escalating controversy, presenting a united front amid reported tensions between Simon Harris's Department of Higher Education and Roderick O'Gorman's Department of Integration. Student accommodation, they announced, must be vacant for a year before it can be changed to provide housing for refugees or asylum seekers. The strict new rules aimed at ensuring student accommodation operators can't cash in on the refugee or migrant crises while students are left without housing near their universities. And all this coming after weeks of consternation in Sligo, where 500 student units were to become housing for Ukrainian refugees until the new protocols came on the horizon. But as we reported these details, John, several people, they got in touch about a student village in Cork.
So what have you learned, Barry?
The privately owned Cork student village is on the Carrigrohan Road near Victoria Cross outside Cork City. It's near to University College Cork, where on-campus accommodation can cost over €8,000 for the academic year. And the apartment complex, it's made up of 60 3, 4, 5 and 6 bed apartments. But it's closed to students this term, hundreds of beds lost, as it's opening instead for Ukrainian refugees for 12 months. The decision to leave the student market was made by the complex's operator in March, and the website of Cork Student Village says it's closed for the upcoming year. I made a phone query earlier as a prospective student and was told no beds this year either. So the complex, it's continuing with these plans to house refugees rather than students, despite Wednesday's announcement from government.
And what is Cork Student Village itself saying about this, Barry?
It told me it was precluded from commenting this evening, but in a previous statement to the Irish Examiner, Cork Student Village said the complex was built in the early 1990s and there's now a need for a complete upgrade and refurbishment. When asked by the paper if the need for upgrades made it unsuitable for any form of occupancy, a spokesperson said the development of so-called five-star student facilities in Cork made it in need of vital refurbishments, but still suitable, it said, for emergency accommodation. And it said it had taken no deposits from students for the forthcoming year.
And what about Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department? What have they to say?
In June, it said all of its contracts with student complexes would cease by September and properties vacated for college goers. On Wednesday, remember, that commitment, no student accommodation centres should be used for refugees or asylum seekers under any circumstances. This evening, a spokesperson for the Department of Integration confirming how Cork Student Village will still house refugees, as a long-term contract had already been entered into, and so the new protocol, it doesn't apply. But this explanation, it doesn't pass much truck with Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central, Thomas Gould.
Well, I believe that Minister Simon Harris has failed students by not stepping in and speaking with Minister Roderick O'Gorman and the other departments to come up with a solution. The Cork Student Village must be kept for student accommodation. We have a huge student accommodation crisis in Cork. We have students contacting me and my office with nowhere to stay in September, and the loss of hundreds of additional student accommodation just goes to show the government's failure in the provision of what a student accommodation and providing temporary accommodation for asylum seekers.
What does it say about the authority of either Department Integration or Higher Education for you that these plans are still going ahead despite the announcement this week that no student accommodation should be used for the housing of refugees or asylum seekers unless it has been vacant for 12 months?
Well, what we're seeing though is departments not communicating, ministers not working together. Like, I've worked with the minister, I've worked with Cork City Council and the department in supporting the government's provision of temporary emergency accommodation for Ukrainians fleeing war and other asylum seekers. And we will continue to do that. But we don't think it's right to take student accommodation out at a time when they're in crisis and to give it to someone else. It looks like the ministers are robbing Peter to pay Paul. And this is what leads to anger in communities and it leads to frustration. And this is a government failure again to deal with the provision of accommodation. It's as simple as that.
The complex itself says it's carrying out refurbishment work for the next little while, and that's why it can't accommodate students, but yet it is accommodating the refugees. Is that explanation good enough for you?
No, students have nowhere to go. This is just profiteering by private companies, and the government is allowing this to happen. The ministers need to ensure that the protocols are put in place, that we don't lose student accommodation, or we don't use nursing home accommodation. We need the government to do their job here, and this will lead to huge anger and frustration in communities. And what we're doing is we're pitting one community against the other when the anger should go where it needs to be pointed, and Minister Harris and Minister O'Gorman.
What would you like to see happen now on this complex?
I think this complex must be retained for student accommodation. We know there are properties in Cork that could be used to house Ukrainians. I'm working with the department at the moment in some of those sites, and I will continue to help the minister to do that. But robbing accommodation, robbing Peter to pay Paul, is not the way to do it.
Sinn Féin TD Thomas Gould there in Cork North Central. Any comment from the Department of Higher Education, Barry?
It initially demurred from offering commentary, but subsequently issued a statement saying the contract between the operator and the Department of Integration had been entered into prior to engagement with the Department of Higher Education, but has been agreed to keep these contracted properties under regular review by both departments.
Barry Lenehan, thank you. And to our listeners for getting in touch on the issue of student accommodation. Drivetime at rte.ie if you want to do so again.